Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got some more entitled parent stories for you, so let's jump straight into them. Entitled mother yells at me for infecting her family with Corona music. Let me introduce you to a new Karen, the Indian Karen. A little longer hair tied into a ponytail and rolled into a bun that serves the function of hiding all of the seven deadly sins. A voice shrill enough to make all the street cows turn their head to look at their mistress. A gold necklace to announce her dreaded arrival, one that I encountered. I don't know if anyone has read this article, but basically it tells how some scientists converted coronavirus's famous spike protein into music. I have no idea if it's legit. I thought if it's true, it's cool this song was able to do it, and I thought I should share it, so I did, to Karen's son, a good person, a good friend of mine. He is happy that smart people are left in the world. The next morning, my mum calls me from the other room and I pick up. This was the conversation in Punjabi. This is a rough translation. Hi, ma.
You D-sucker, sister effer, son of a female dog, how dare you infect my family?
At this point, I had just woken up and I'm still in the weird half-sleep phase. I'm wondering which sister I never had that she was talking about. Then my mum says, shut up, Karen. Don't you dare speak to my son like that.
I'll speak.
Shut up or I'm hanging up.
What is going on? Who are you?
My mum says, I have Mrs. Karen on conference. Did you give her son coronavirus?
What? No. Don't you lie. I have seen the music you sent my son. It's coronavirus.
It took me a full minute to realize what she was talking about, and then it hit me. Have you even read the article?
Don't talk back to your elders.
Then my mum said, you're acting pretty elderly now. Those two argued for 15 plus minutes. They started yelling at each other about other things like I'm a bad influence, Karen doesn't know how to talk to anyone, stuff like that. It's a translation of what a scientist at MIT, I put the phone on speaker, opened the article and started reading all the technical terms which her fifth dropout butt would not understand.
You are not making any sense. You're lying.
She then says to my mum, Mum,
you taught him to lie. What kind of mother are you?
This finally breaks me. Apparently better than you. Did my friend show this to you, or did you open his phone without him knowing again?
That is none of your business.
I cut the call and immediately call my friend. I tell him everything. He's mad. This was the sixth time this month she has gone through his phone. Her excuse being, I don't want any local harlot to corrupt his son. It is her duty to make his son marry a proper Sikh girl without any distraction. Okay, so according to this entitled parent's logic, apparently sound or music can transfer a virus. I've never heard that before, but I mean, imagine if that was actually true. That would be scary. Corona music, does it sound good? I haven't listened to it perfectly. You know what? I'm going to link the article below. You guys can go and listen to the music. Let me know, does it sound good? Sorry, I just can't really get over that logic that music can cause coronavirus. Just so stupid. Imagine if, say, like, death metal virus was a thing. You listen to one death metal track and suddenly you get the death metal virus. It's that sort of stupid logic. What is this? Moving on to our next story. Karen is confused for getting the police called on her because she broke into my house after I went on holiday. Backstory. This happened in 2015 and still makes me wonder how dumb people are. I was on holiday with my mum and dad in Spain for a week. To make sure our house stayed well maintained, we would give 2 to 3 copies of our house key to our neighbours and told them to make sure nothing is taken. One of them was Karen, who was the only person in her family who was entitled. So the story. So my family was back from our holiday, and by the time we got back, we were so tired we left the luggage in the hall and went straight to our rooms to sleep. It was about 3 hours later when we heard something like glass break in our living room. If you have read my other stories, then you would know I play airsoft, so I had a pistol with me. I took it with it loaded with BBs, airsoft bullets or pellets, and went downstairs with my dad, who was looking for his airsoft rifle. But it wasn't in its case, so he followed me down. I walked into the room and I see Karen trying to rip the TV off the wall. In the process, she knocked over a glass vase, which made a loud crack that went through the house. The conversation went like this.
What the F do you think you're doing?
Borrowing your TV? What does it look like?
My dad then said, "No, you are trespassing. Get off my property now.
You gave me a key, so I have a right to take all your stuff, as having a key means I own this house, so go away."
Oh my goodness, surely some of the worst logic you've ever heard there. At this point, Karen notices the gun and goes white. I take advantage and say, "Go over to the kitchen." Next to my kitchen is a small bathroom, so as soon as she is near it, my dad pushes her in and locks the door. Afterwards, he called the police. About 20 minutes later, they arrived, and when Karen heard them, she started screaming through the bathroom door, saying that we kidnapped her and how we refused to let her go. I tell the police what happened and offer to show them camera footage, as we have cameras all around the house. They took the footage and took Karen into custody until they looked over the footage. To sum this all up, Karen was stealing from us the whole week with stuff like radios and phones. We pressed charges and she got 18 months in jail for robberies and trespassing. Yep, that sounds like a good amount of karma was served to her. Why does she think that being given a key means that she now owns the property and can steal? I know she says borrow, but let's be honest, steal the things that are inside that house. So weird. You know, every day I log onto Reddit and I come across stories like this and I think to myself, wow, Reddit truly is an amazing place. It amazes me every single day how stupid people really can be in this crazy world. Anyway, OP, your dad, I hope you got all your stuff back and you were compensated in some way for the stuff that she stole. I mean, she ripped your TV off the wall. That's going to cost a little bit of money to fix. Moving on to our last story now. Entitled Grandma gets mad at me for telling her grandson he does not have to participate in class if he doesn't want to. Hi Reddit, this incident happened a few years ago when I was volunteering part-time as a children's martial arts instructor. Back then, I was maybe 20 or so. It hit me pretty hard because I always had the kids' best interests in mind, but I also understood the grandmother's point of view. Anyway, on to the story. As I said, I used to volunteer for years as a youth martial arts instructor and coach. I started when I was maybe 15 or so, with supervision, but as time wore on and our club fell victim to mismanagement and petty politics, I often ended up managing a class of 30 children on my own, which was pretty stressful, as I had to make sure they were all safe and nobody was doing something they shouldn't. At the time, I worked with two age groups, 5 to 8 years old and 9 to 14 years old. I've always loved kids, and while I've never had any formal training on handling children with disabilities, I very much believed in giving everybody a chance. So at no point was I averse to trying to include kids with difficulties. One day, an entitled grandma walks in with her grandson. It is obvious from the start the child has some issues. He is very small and scrawny for his age, never looks anybody in the eye, and constantly kind of sways back and forth. The entitled grandma explains to me that his mum had a drug addiction and his dad was an alcoholic and walked out on him, so she's raising the boy. She's upfront about his situation and asks if he can try out with us, which I'm fine with. We get the disabled kid a suit. I briefly work with him one-on-one to get some basic safety rules in, and then we get started. A few weeks in, I realize it's not working. Managing a class of 30 kids on your own is hard, but now I find that 75% of my attention goes to the disabled kid. Not because of his disability, but because of his lack of interest. He constantly goes off and does his own thing, ignoring the exercise I've set up. I have to correct him all the time and tell him not to do certain things. I worry because I don't want to make the other kids suffer in any way from my lack of attention for them. His entitled grandma used to sit and watch the lesson, which parents are allowed and encouraged to do, but after I told her off for interfering with my class, she's taken to sitting in the cafeteria down the hall, out of sight. I decide to take the disabled kid aside and ask him if he likes my class. He says no. I ask him what he would like to do.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
He says he wants to play football, so I tell him as gently as possible he doesn't have to do this sport if he doesn't want to. I certainly am not forcing him. If he'd rather play football, he should go and play football because he'll be happier doing something he likes. After the lesson, the entitled grandma comes to pick the disabled kid up, and I briefly speak with her. I felt I had tried to be as gentle and correct as possible, explaining that the kid told me he didn't like the class and wanted to play football instead, but I also had to keep it short because other parents required my attention. A few weeks go by and I don't see the disabled kid anymore. I figure he is now happily playing football. One evening, however, I run into the entitled grandma at the bus stop in front of the hospital where I was studying at the time. I walk up to say hello, but she immediately goes ballistic, yelling at me for excluding her grandchild and discriminating against people with disabilities. I am stunned and try to explain that I never said he wasn't welcome, just that he doesn't seem to be enjoying my class or the sport and that he may be happier playing football, but it's no use. She says that his physiotherapist was so elated he was taking my class because his motor skills had improved dramatically, and now that I won't let him participate anymore, he's doing worse. I try again to explain that I never excluded him, and the kid literally told me he'd rather play football, but she just walks off in a huff, gets on the bus, and leaves, never to be seen again. Sorry for the lack of karma. To this day, this story bugs me, and for the longest time, I thought I was the butthole here. I tried my best to be correct and polite, and gentle. I know disabilities in children can be a touchy subject, but I also understand her. The poor boy had probably faced a lot of discrimination and exclusion before they came to me, and she was likely at her wit's end. You know what? No way. I'm not having that for a second, OP. I think you did absolutely everything you could to try and give this kid what he wanted, right? Like, it's just not your fault that this grandma demands her grandchild do martial arts instead of football, even though that's not what the kid wants to do. And yeah, maybe it could have been better for his motor system, but come on, if you're not doing something you enjoy, then what's the point? I also don't understand why this entitled grandma just wouldn't let him play football instead of martial arts. Surely playing football, you know, running, sprinting around, touching a ball, you know, controlling your body as much as you can is just as good for your motor skills as martial arts is. Maybe I'm wrong here, but it seems that way, no? Anyway, for the kid, I hope he can do what he wants someday and do things that he actually enjoys rather than being forced around by this entitled grandma. So guys, that is going to be the end of this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more, the playlist is up on screen, as is the subscribe button. We're now nearly at 410,000 subscribers. We're growing insanely. If you want to get on board, the button's right there. Turn notifications on and I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new upload.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.